Now, go to Proverbs 22, and here's where we'll start this morning. Verse 15. Ready? Read. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. Foolishness in the heart of a child. But correction as a rod will get rid of it. Everybody say correction.
Correction.
Nah, people don't like correction. I mean, on any level. We'd prefer to do what we can do so we can avoid it, you know. But correction can be extremely healthy. Correction can be what the force behind moving you into perfection. And we've got to learn not to despise correction, because foolishness can only be dealt with by the rod of correction. Now, the scripture says a fool despises correction. A fool despises correction. You know, I'm sitting here talking about the difference between being a child and growing into your sonship, being a son of God. But then, you know, and some of the information comes out in a form of correction, you know. And then somebody's sitting here, and I'm telling them what they need to do. I'm reading it right out of the Bible. And they say, oh, I don't want to do that. Well, you're a fool. Now, this is why you're a fool. Because information has been handed over to you to help you to get out of that point, to help you to change, and you refuse to change. A fool not only says in his heart that there is no God, but a fool refuses to change his ways, and a fool refuses to grow up. Now, what does the Bible say about a fool? Because we absolutely don't want you to be a fool. But what does the scripture say? Correction drives it out. Yes, amen. Growing up will get rid of it. Yes, amen. See, most likely at one time or another in your life, when you were a child in the natural, some foolishness came out of you. You either decided to have a fit in the middle of the grocery store. I remember that. I remember my day of deliverance from that. It's amazing how little things, when you look, you can regret. I remember acting like a fool somewhere. And my mama went, and we had hedges in our neighborhood. You take the hedges off, and you wrap it around this finger and pull it through and knock all the leaves off. And don't let them platter. Oh, that thing gets some flexibility in it. Well, I acted like a fool, and I said something to mama, and she said something to me, and I said, you gotta catch me first. And ran out the house. She come running after me. I faked her one way, and she slid, skinned her leg up. I said, oh, God. And the sun was going down, and it was getting darker, because I knew I couldn't go home. If I go home, I'm gonna get killed. But I remember during those days, they said the chicken man was out when it got dark. You better hurry and go home. The chicken man gonna get you. I didn't know what that was about, but I didn't want to meet the chicken man at nighttime in my neighborhood. So I came, got home, and so mama got a stocking and wrapped it around my legs, tied it in a knot. She made sure I wasn't gonna run this time. Held that stocking up, my leg on it, and whooped me like a fish out of water. Now, in our household, we would praise the Lord during a whooping. No, Jesus! Have mercy, Lord, help me! My daddy said, you can call Jesus all you want to. I'm gonna whoop your tail. And I got delivered that day. And all of a sudden, I knew on the inside, you're not supposed to run from mama like that and fake her eye. You can do that to your buddy down the street, but don't do that to your mama. Mama had a way of getting me delivered.